we bring you The Witcher's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. And now let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm 12 year old, I'll be today. Yes, sir. Hannah, I'm 12 year old. And now, if everybody just douse out their lights, we'll spin the finish of that 30 yarn we begun the last time you were here. Why'd we leave off, Satan? Oh, yes. We told how that nice young girl named Barbara Tanner inherited a fine big mansion that had originally been left her sister by a strange old woman named Mrs. Hawker, who'd made a lot of funny provisions in her will. Then the house stood empty for 5 years. For the lawyers let Barbara have it. So when she come to take possession with her young brother and her aunt, she was mighty happy. Until she found her aunt lying in a room upstairs, stone dead. The police doctor said she'd been frightened to death. And then a young detective found two human hairs beside her. Two white human hairs that was over 6 feet long. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into embers. Gaze into them deep and hear the rest of our yarn about the hairy monster. The hairy monster!
It's almost 1 o'clock, Mr. Ryan. How much longer are we going to sit here in the dark?
A little before 12, you heard your aunt scream in this room last night.
Yes.
I kind of had a notion history might repeat itself, but it begins to look like I was wrong. You're all in, aren't you, Miss Turner?
Of course she's all in. She hasn't had a wink of sleep.
Well, that doesn't matter, Rock. Is there anything to be gained by watching this?
Well, I'd kind of like to sit it out a while longer, if you don't mind.
You still think those hairs you found had something to do with Aunt Maggie's death?
Well, I kind of got a notion.
But what could have hair like that, nearly 6 feet long?
I don't know, son.
You say the autopsy this afternoon strengthened the coroner's conviction my aunt was frightened to death.
Yes, sir.
But you are positive no human being could have gotten in here. Mr. Ryan, do you believe in ghosts, as the lieutenant said last night?
Well, I keep a sort of open mind, miss. You know, folks are apt to say things ain't so just because those things haven't been a part of their personal experience. I've got a kind of notion strange things happen in this world that can't be explained away by simply saying they couldn't happen.
You're Irish, aren't you, Mr. Ryan?
Well, Ryan ain't exactly a Polish name. You mean maybe I come to my funny beliefs natural.
Beliefs in the supernatural is common to all races. Only the Irish seem to have a deeper insight into mysteries. And, well, only the Scotch can compete with them when it comes to having a notion.
Yes, and my mother was Scotch.
Is that so? I'm Scotch-Irish, too.
Well, you know, I kind of had a notion. Yes, sir. The moment I looked at you, I said to myself, now there's too nice a girl to be anything.
Say, if anything's going to happen in this room, when is it going to begin?
Just wait a little longer, son. Yes, sir, Miss Turner. You're the type of girl who... Say, you're not engaged or going with anyone steady, are you?
You know, according to Mrs. Hawker's will, my sister has to stay in this room at least 3 hours every night alone.
Oh, I don't care anything about that, Rod. After what's happened, I hate this house.
Funny conditions in that will, you Mrs. Hawker's, you told me about. Awful funny. Come on, son. Let you and me leave your sister alone in here.
Not if you think anything may happen.
It won't. That was just a bum notion. Here, now switch on these lights. Now leave them burning the rest of the night, miss. I think you'll sleep better.
I'd rather you and Rod stay here with me, Mr. Rod. I'm not afraid. I'm too upset.
No, I'm not. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Come on, son.
If my sister don't want to be left here alone...
Sure, Ryan,
don't
once you get to... used to it, come on.
Hey, let go of my arm. What do you
come
mean?
Come on.
Don't do that.
Mr. Ryan.
Good night.
Hey, are you crazy?
Shut up.
I will not. You can't smoke real close.
I'm going to keep my hand over your mouth here. Now just let you keep your face closed. You keep quiet? All right.
What's the idea?
I just got a notion something might happen in that room quicker if so many people weren't hanging around.
You mean it?
I don't know. We ain't going to move 2 feet from your sister's door if we have to stay here all night. Now, come back here. What's that crack of light under the door? If it goes out or your sister yells, we throw ourselves into that room double quick. 1 o'clock.
What's your reason for all this?
There ain't no reason. I'm just kind of...
We've stood here like statues for a solid hour.
Shh. My legs are cramped.
Rubber. Sister's asleep. Can't hear her breathing. She breathes nice and it is soft.
Say, if you're expecting a ghost here, they don't come round till after midnight.
Ghosts don't leave human hair behind.
Oh, I think this waiting is all the bunk. Nothing was in that room last night. Nothing to get in there now with us here in front of the only door. The light just went out under the door.
Yes. Come on, let's go.
Ah, by the bed.
Good God.
Something coming with air.
Yeah. Long white hair.
Help! Can't breathe.
Quick, your gun.
Hold that flashlight on it.
Get the hairy monster.
You missed.
Shoot again.
I hit it, but it doesn't drop.
Oh. It's coming toward me.
Bullets don't seem to kill it. Something unnatural dead.
Shoot again.
My gun's empty. I'll grab it.
No, don't touch it. Don't let it touch you.
It's going through the wall.
In the fourth panel. A secret passage there. Give me that flashlight. I'm going up.
No, don't go in that darkness, Eloy.
He's gone down those stairs. Inside the wall.
Come on, after him. It'll kill him.
Babs, come back. It'll kill us all.
Mr. Ryan.
Babs, I'll go with you. Babs.
Yes, Mr. Ryan's flashlight up ahead. Come on.
That thing, that hairy thing has got away.
Where does this passage lead to?
I don't know. Look on. Here's more stairs going up.
Mr. Ryan, are you safe? It didn't hurt you.
All right. The thing has disappeared.
What was it? It wasn't human, covered with that matted hair. And it smelled of mold and earth and death.
No.
Try to smother me in my sleep.
Yeah, Miss Turner, pull yourself together. I don't know what it was we saw and followed. But here's where I lost it. Here at the end of this secret passage.
This is the end.
Where are we?
I've got a kind of notion we're in Mrs. Hawker's tomb.
Thing we saw last night couldn't have been Mrs. Hawker. She's been dead 5 years. And you say yourself it was not a ghost?
No. Ghosts don't leave hair behind or little things like this.
What's that?
Human fingernail, 5 inches long. I found it by the panel that leads into that passage. I've read that nails grow out about an inch each year. And like hair sometimes, they keep on growing after death.
You mean...
But last night, we saw the dead who's still alive.
A vampire?
No, a vampire drained your blood. Mrs. Hawker came last night to steal your body. It's when she was placed in this tomb 5 years ago, she had everything arranged to steal your sister's.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've done some funny reading, as I told you, Miss Turner. In Tibet, where Mrs. Hawker used to live, there's magicians who know how to suspend all animation of their organs and to live like the dead for almost any time they want. They also know how to kill another human being by smothering its breath and how to set up their own spirit inside the stolen flesh. Mrs. Hawker knew all about the magicians of Tibet.
If this incredible thing can be true, that explains those conditions in her will.
Yep, that her heir occupy that room with a secret passage leading to this mausoleum. You'd been cheated of your sister and had waited 5 years when you arrived. She was over-anxious to claim your life that she might live again. So she entered that room without caution, and your aunt saw her awful figure in the moonlight. Last night, she waited. Careful.
But the lights, what made them go out?
Master switch inside the passage. She built this house herself, you know. And among the queer conditions in her will was one that the slab above her tomb should be made so it might be lifted by a lever inside her coffin. Another stipulation was that she shouldn't be embalmed.
And those instructions were carried out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but why didn't your bullets kill her last night if she's really living? They say you're a champion pistol shot, yet we couldn't find a drop of blood.
She hasn't any blood, son. Her body is just a dried-up husk held together by her evil spirit. That husk must be destroyed entirely, all at once. That's why I'm having those lamps put up inside the mausoleum.
Oh, those huge sunray lamps?
Yes, the sun that preserves life is the destroyer of the dead. That's why she can only leave her tomb in darkness.
It's night now. There may be danger from her if you lift that slab. Why don't you wait until morning, until the natural sun comes out?
I can't have her in the same world with you another hour. You know, Miss Turner, you're the type of girl who...
Everything's set, Ryan.
You and your brother wait outside here, just in case anything goes wrong.
No, if there's any danger, I'm going with you.
Miss Turner, you're not engaged. You're going with anybody, are you?
We're ready, Ryan, and you are.
All right. Lamp set and lever placed?
Everything.
Now turn your lamps on before we put pressure on this lever.
There they go.
All right, boys. Keep the slab off.
Here it comes.
Now keep away from here, Miss Turner.
It's off.
You were right. In that coffin is a hairy monster.
She's alive. She's getting up.
Now turn those rays down. They're in the coffin.
The slab's went out. What's wrong?
Connect the table clock.
I'll take
this. Quick. She's rising from this
room. Good Lord. You keep back, Miss Turner. Keep away.
She's got her hands on Mr. Ryan.
Oh, with those long nails like knives.
Turn those glasses.
God, take her away. She's cutting him to pieces. Get away. And the rays are working. Look, she's let him go. Oh, Mr. She's fallen. She's becoming just dust and bones and hair. She's gone. Destroyed forever. Oh, you're all right. I'm the... I don't know. Look, you're bleeding. She slashed your face and throat. Blood. Get me eye. I bandage you. Thank goodness I'm a nurse.
A nurse? No, Miss Turner, you're just the type of girl who... Say, are you engaged or going with anyone, Steady?
Quite. You're weak and losing blood.
But are you?
No, not yet. Why do you keep asking me that?
Oh,
Well, that's the end of that, then, Satan. At least make it kind of wavy. Well, Satan and me's got business to tend to now. Fortune business, Satan. Near me now.